called a wine press, olive press, where you're walking out and press the juice, the oil out of the olives. Amen. And so it says to subjugate, subdue. So subjugate means to be under, to bring under complete control. I'm going to say that again. Satan have been talking loud in y'all, in many of our ears, telling us this is where it is, you can't do nothing about it. And he tells some people, see, different people struggle with different things. Because he is very much aware what area you the weakest in. And that's the one he is going to attack. He's not going to attack your strong side. And of course, you know, a lot of saints, they got all weak side, unfortunately. And that's not a put down, it's the truth. But he's not going to attack the area you're strong in. He's going to attack that area where you're the weakest. You ever notice, I watch what they call Nat Geo wild animals and stuff. You don't know, you're a lion. A lion is a ferocious thing. And sometimes, anyway, I ain't telling how I feel about them. Anyway, they just ferocious. But you know what they'll do? They're smart enough to pick out the weak one. Amen. Yeah. And they don't care whether you are just first born or been around 1900 years. If you showing some sign of weakness that they can get you, you going down, buddy. That's the way the devil is. He looked for areas of your life that you're weak in, where you're unlearned or don't know. And he can tell by the way you talk. He can tell by the way you act, the way you handle things. See, the Bible talks about familiar spirits. So you got a spirit that's familiar with you. So, but this word subjugate, subdue, means to bring under complete control. I have authority to bring this thing under complete control. It means to also to make this thing come under subjection to me. Whatever it is, you come under subjection to me. I am not submitting to you. I have the authority to make you come under subjection to me. I have the authority to conquer you, and I know it and you know it. I have the authority and I have the dominion in my life to master you. That don't stir you up, your bread just ain't done yet. Okay. You need to get it in the oven. Hey, amen. I have been given authority to dominate, to master, to conquer. I don't know who wrote the song, but Gary Oliver sings it. That's why I heard it. And the title of the song is "I Didn't Come to Take Side. I Came to Take Over." Hallelujah. You shouldn't be taking sides. You should take over every of your life. Hallelujah. 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 So having said all that, we know we went through the scripture of how God created man, and then God gave him dominion. Then we'll talk about that. Adam took that dominion And he gave it away. So listen. The first Adam is from the earth, but the last Adam is from heaven. It's on the screen. So it is written. That's amplified. Home of that. Okay, that'll be okay. So it's written, the first man, Adam, became what? A living being. The last Adam became what? A life-giving spirit. The first Adam was a living being. And the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. And in Daniel prophecy, Daniel 7:13, the book of Daniel, Daniel 7:13, God said some things in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, but let's, for time's sake, well, let's go to Daniel, because I want to talk to you about some things. And Daniel 7:13, you can put that up, be good, in the King James. I saw in a night vision. See, Isaiah got a revelation and matter of fact, that was the first sermon I preached. I didn't know too much know what I was doing, but that's what I preached. That was in 1974. I'll never forget it. April 1974. And Isaiah caught sight of this gift that was coming to the world. And he said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Don't go there. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counsel, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And but Daniel said, I saw in a night vision. And notice it's plural that he had more than one of them. And behold, one like who? Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. And came to the Ancient of Days. I mean, it had been around a long time. You know, something been around a long, long time. Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. And this is what happened. Because see, something, God planned this. Many before that. Matter of fact, the Bible says he planned this before the foundation of the world. And you know, wisdom said I was there when he laid the foundation. But God had this in plan in before the foundation was ever laid. Wow. So he said, I came to Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. And this is what happened. And that was given to him. Dominion. What was given him? Dominion. God knew this before the foundation of the world, that he would bring forth someone from the Ancients of Days. He. Are y'all listening? And he said, and that was given him dominion. And what else? Glory. And what else? A kingdom. For what reason? That all people, nation, language shall do what? Let's pause there for a minute. That all people, nation, language, and what? Shall serve him. I want you to get this now. He has been given dominion that all people should serve him, but look what's happened. Satan trying to make people serve him, right? And once you gave your heart to Jesus and made him your Lord, what is Satan trying to do? Still trying to make you serve